You are listening to a podcast from Raritan Valley Community College.
Good evening. My name is Casey Crable, and I have the privilege and really the fun of spending my days as president here at RVCC. I'm delighted to welcome you this evening, and to for those of you who are new to the college, really to welcome you to RVCC, and for those of you who are returning students, to talk to you about where you are on your path. Not that we want you to leave, but we know moving on is very much a part of moving in. So I'm glad that you took the time this evening to meet with colleagues. When I look at what we know about positive paths through higher education, one of the things we absolutely know is that the network that you build and the connections that you make are the engine in your vehicle through higher education. So the people you meet here, the things that you learn, and the connections that you make, we hope will provide you with a lifelong network that's positive, forward-looking, and supportive. We have lots and lots and lots of services here to try to meet and anticipate any need you might have as you encounter your path in higher education. Many of them are located in the back of the room and are here to answer questions, but we're hoping that this really is an evening of first conversations, that you get a good sense of the opportunities available at the college, and that you take your time over the time that you spend with us to get to know those services deeper and to make sure that you ask us for the things that you need to make it from point A to point B. Because our goal really here, I joke with students, our goal really here is to get you gone, get you finished what you came here for and get you gone. Doesn't mean we don't love you. Actually, that's how we love you. So if there's something that you need to finish up, we want to hear about it. I will offer that my office is located on the second floor of this building. I'm always very, very happy to spend time with students. They are the most interesting part of RVCC, so please don't feel that you need an invitation or an appointment. If there's something I can do for you or some question that you have and you don't have any idea where to take that question, I'm always happy to be the first place that you start. I may not have the answer, but I've got a pretty good shot at figuring out who does. So if you need something and I can be helpful, stop in, second floor of this building, no appointment necessary. There are a lot of people who want to speak to you this evening, some formally and some informally, so I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I do want to leave you with one thought. And that thought is, I say this to every single group, don't be afraid of what's here. And I say that because every single semester, and it happened today, I had a call from somebody, and she said to me, you know, I'm the oldest person in my class. And I said to her, you know, somebody says that to me every semester. It doesn't matter. We don't care. We graduate people in their 70s, in their 80s, and if I get somebody in their 90s, it's just going to be fun. So for those of you who bring that concern and think, you know, can I really make a place for myself here in a place that was built for 17-year-olds, let me tell you, we are not built for 17-year-olds. We're built for the community. And so as members of the community, we hope that you find a happy path here that fulfills the goals that brought you here in the first place and that you will tell us how we can indeed get you gone. With that, let me introduce the president of the student government. No, they're waving to me. Let me not introduce the president of student government. I take direction well. Let me introduce the dean of students, Diane Lemko.
I'm never crazy enough to follow Barbara, and you'll know when you hear her why that case is, so I make sure I go first. I'm Diane Lemko, the Dean of Student Services here, and I have the pleasure of working with all of you students. This is one of my all-time favorite events, and it's not just because you're closer to my age, which that's nice. But it's because this is an occasion where we get to know each other, that we sit and talk to each other, and it's really an opportunity for us to know you, for you to know us. I was recently looking at a study on what makes students successful, and it had the usual list, you know, show up for class, study, you know, yada, yada, yada. But one of the things on that list was a successful student can answer yes to the question, a staff member knows my name, which is a really interesting piece of information. At first, you know, I sort of did my usual, huh? And then when you think about it, it's a student who seeks out career advice. It's a student who meets with an academic advisor and makes an academic plan. It's a student who goes to Student Life and volunteers for Relay for Life. So it makes a lot of sense that a successful student would be known, their name would be known to a staff member. And I would say the flip of that equation is true as well. A good staff member knows students' names. So this is an occasion for us to get to know each other so we both can be very successful. So enjoy your evening. I have one thing I want to do first. On your table are these pink cards that say questions. Over the years, we've sort of tried to assume what your questions were and anticipate them and answer them, and that's crazy. So if you have questions and you want to write them on this card, we will collect them and answer them at the end of this evening, or we'll put them in Lion's Den so you can, if you have to go to class, so you can see the answer. Also, if you'll put any comment you have for us on how we're doing, not to sound like Ed Koch, but how am I doing, if you'll put that onto this card as well. I remember 2 years ago, a student wrote on here about evening bookstore hours, and as a result, we did change the bookstore hours in the evening. So we need to hear from you what issues are on your mind, what we can do better. The second card is for you to write down things you want to remember, people you met that you want to contact. But if you do one thing here this evening, get some business cards of people who are here, who work here, and make an appointment to see them. We measure our success only by your success. We have no other reason for being here but for you to be successful. So please call on us. Enjoy your evening.
I'd like to give a shout out. Yoo-hoo! Go Lions! Woo! Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow students. Welcome to the president's non-traditional dinner for non-traditional students. My name is Barbara Cannell, and I am your president of Student Government Association. I'd like to start off by saying my hat's off to you. In making the decision and taking the giant leap into reinventing yourselves. You may not realize this, but you balance RVCC. And what I mean by this, and please excuse me, it's the old mixed in with the new. It's the experienced mixed in with the inexperienced. It's the wise man and woman mixed in with the spontaneous, I'm doing it my way, whatever, youths. Being a non-traditional student at RVCC gives you the opportunity to explore new avenues in rediscovering your potentials, which is the very thing that happened to me. I came to RVCC to reinvent myself, to get a new makeover, as it were, never suspecting that I would one day be inducted into the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society and nominated for 2 consecutive years as Student Government Association President. Thank you. And in addition, have been given the opportunity of leading monthly meditation sessions, relaxation sessions, in the RVCC planetarium. RVCC was and still is the right place for me. And now for you. Not just for your academic, but for your personal journey as well. I know that you have a very, very busy schedule, and you may not have the time to get involved with extracurricular activities on campus. But maybe giving yourself a chance to breathe. Go and check out the many clubs on campus. In fact, Club Leo's, the non-traditional club for the mature adult, is for you, and it is a great place to start. The club also provides free babysitting service when there are nightly school events going on. So take the opportunity. Get involved with the RVCC community. Get involved with campus tradition and events. Be all that you can be and have the time of your life at RVCC. And before I introduce to you our keynote speaker, I'd like for you to notice the evaluation form that's in front of you. Before we leave, please fill out the front and the back. And now I'd like to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Michelle M. Parpin. Michelle?
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. Tonight, I am here to explain to everyone about my experience here at RVCC. On October 6, 2010, was a day that changed my life. I became unemployed, and I made a decision to return to school and further my education. This was something that I had desired for quite some time. However, I kept putting my dream on hold. Since I was unemployed, it seemed like the best time for me to finally check attending college off of my bucket list. Once I decided to further my education, I met with a counselor at the One Stop Career Center and began planning my future. My developmental plan allowed me to return to school and use a tuition waiver in order to subsidize my education. With the waiver, I pay a small portion of my tuition and I'm responsible for all other expenses. When I decided to make the choice to come to Raritan, I was excited, but I was also scared because I had graduated from high school more than 20 years ago. But I embraced the challenge and I began my journey in the fall of 2011. First, I attended the Welcome Back Barbecue, which included club recruitment, which is where I met Barbara. And Barbara had actually invited me to sign up for the Sister to Sister Network that is in the school. And the group assists women in enhancing their academic success in RVCC. I joined the group during my first year, and I still attend meetings as of this semester. I would like to thank Dean Dubar Swanson, who led the group during my first year, and also Dean DeShiel, who took over the group last semester. You both serve as a great inspiration to me, as well as my success at RVCC. Another opportunity that I took advantage of at RVCC was the ROAR session that is available to all first-year experienced students. I would encourage everyone to attend the session if you have not already. The session gives each student an opportunity with a family member to learn about all of the services that are available at RVCC. During my session, I learned about the College Experience class. This class is offered, the College Experience class was offered. Many non-traditional students think that they may not need this class because we believe that as adults, we already know what we want to do, but sometimes that can change. For example, the class gave me an opportunity to complete a focused career assessment, which led me to meeting with a career counselor. Carrie Raffinella Bazaar is the career counselor that I met with, and she guided me through an extensive self-assessment. Together, we reviewed the results of my focus assessment, and I discussed my academic plan for RVCC. My initial academic plan required me to take a social science class. I chose to take Intro to Sociology. This class had a significant impact on me. Professor Salo Cologne selected the book Second Thoughts, and I certainly had many second thoughts after taking the class. His class was so amazing that I began thinking about how I could actually make a greater contribution to society, and I decided to change my major. Initially, I was enrolled in the nursing program, and now I am a Business of Liberal Arts major. After I graduate from RVCC, I plan on transferring and pursuing a career in public health administration. In order to make the change, I had to meet with a first-year advisor, and my advisor advised me to take classes that I needed for my new major. So I had to create a new academic plan. My academic plan is assisting me in planning my graduation, as well as assisting me in transferring to a four-year institution. With the guidance that I have received from various departments, my participation in activities through student life, and seeking additional help when needed from my professors, has made my journey at RVCC successful. In fact, last semester, I was inducted into Phi Theta Kappa, and I have been able to maintain a 4.0 GPA ever since. After my induction, I immediately became an active participant in Phi Theta Kappa. I assisted in planning and the development of the Phi Theta Kappa Leadership Series that is held this spring, which actually began yesterday. In conclusion, I urge you all to use the services that RVCC has to offer to enhance your college experience. Network with your classmates. Develop new friendships by joining clubs. Serve as a mentor or become an officer in Student Government Association or Phi Theta Kappa. In addition, participate in leadership activities. Seek a financial advisor if you anticipate financial difficulties. Use the tutoring services in the Academic Support Center. And most of all, meet with your academic advisor and create an academic plan so that you can re-enter the workforce or transfer to a four-year institution upon your graduation from RVCC. Thank you, and everybody enjoy the rest of your evening.
My name is Barbara Luby, and I am one of the counselors here at the college. And I have a special place in my heart for adult students because I was just like you a long time ago. I was just telling someone when I decided to go back to school, I showed up with a total of about 32 credits on 5 different transcripts. So I know what it's like to be a little bit apprehensive. But I'm here speaking tonight because I wanted to let you know that we do have some services for adults. I know Barbara mentioned the Leos group, and I would invite you all to go into the Lion's Den under groups, and you can sign up and join the Leos group online. There will be a number of things posted there. We have a couple of events planned for this semester. We will be doing a career event. We also offer some mental health workshops. We have some transfer events that will be posted there also. So it's really kind of a nice place for you to connect online with each other. We're also certainly open to suggestions. If there's something that you think we can provide for you that you're not getting, please let us know. You can contact me directly, Barbara Luby. I'm listed under the on the webpage. Or you can just send a message to me in the office. You can come drop in and see me in advising and counseling services. You were also, we also wanted to know if you had any questions that you would like us to answer. We did leave the cards on the table. I don't see anybody writing furiously, so maybe nothing has come up yet. Does anyone have questions? Because we were going to answer them as a group so that you would know who you need to see when the time arises. So in the absence of official questions, maybe we can just do some brief introductions and let you know who you need to see when you do have a question. Erin, you're here. Erin Kislin is in the back, and she's in the financial aid office. She's a big help. Even if you're not getting financial aid, Erin can help you out with scholarships, which are always nice to have. Dave Ross is in the first year experience office. If you're a brand new student, please see Dave, he'll help you out. Maria Sciano is the disabilities coordinator. If you're struggling in a class, there may be something that Maria can do for you. Carrie, I've already had two questions. How do I find the career counselor? So if you would just stand up and let people see you. And she does a wonderful job helping you. Paul Michaud is in the back, and he's the director of transfer services. So if you have questions that cannot be addressed in advising and counseling, Paul can certainly help you. You've met Diane Lemko. You've met Barbara Cannell, who's our wonderful student government president. And we will be here at the tables in the back. So if you have any questions, certainly come back and see us. Enjoy. We have cake up here and coffee. Thank you.